Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Engel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP. All right.
Hello, everybody. This is Troy Nelson, and I'm back with you again for another episode of Live on KEXP. Every week, we feature exclusive, live in-studio performances you're not going to hear anywhere else. On the show this week, it's the uncompromising candor of Stella Donnelly.
My friend told me of a secret.
Stella Donnelly was born in Wales, but her family moved to Western Australia while she was still young. They lived in the suburbs of Perth, Quinn's Rocks to the north, and also the old penal colony of Fremantle to the south. She started writing songs in her teens and began performing them as well. She would sing at the Fremantle Market while her mom did the shopping. In high school, she sang covers in a band, and eventually she studied jazz at the West Australian Academy of Performing Arts at Edith Cowan University. And by the way, Edith Cowan was the first woman elected to Australian Parliament. It is a serious school, and it's in the middle of nowhere. Zoom out on maps and behold the nowhereness. Stella attributes some of her originality and confidence to being from Wales, and also from living way over on the West Coast, away from the cities we know better here in the States, like Melbourne and Sydney.
Yeah, I mean, Fremantle and Perth itself is quite isolated. It's very isolated. And I guess that gives us time as musicians to kind of hone our craft. And I mean, I played in Perth for about, you know, 9 or 10 years doing all sorts of different things, cover bands, other sorts of bands, playing, not just singing and doing other things. And you know, I guess it gave me that opportunity to really work on my sound and my craft and how I wanted to put myself out there. I feel like we really have that opportunity because of the lack of opportunity in a way. There's like less of an infrastructure for music. There aren't many labels over in Perth. There's no kind of, you know, there's no kind of label tycoon rocking up to your show to suss you out at 16 years of age. Like, no one cares about you in Perth. So you kind of get that time to nurture your sound and stuff. And then growing up in Wales, you know, I think it's something pretty special about the Welsh culture. There's no kind of qualms about singing, you know. Anyone will sing. Any sort of person from any walk of life will sing a song. And it's, I guess, growing up in that sort of environment was really good for me as a child. Yeah.
Her debut EP is called Thrush Metal. It was originally a joke, because you know how it is. You're playing in a thrash punk band. You're talking about oral candidiasis. Someone makes a wisecrack and boom! Thrush metal, the genre, is born. She didn't really expect anyone to hear it besides friends and family. She self-released the 5 songs in 2017 and planned to go back to university for social work. Instead, a combination of a charming live show and the powerful lyrics of songs like Boys Will Be Boys, which directly addresses sexual assault, would presage the Me Too movement and connect with listeners all over the world. Less than a year later, she was signed to Secretly Canadian. Her first full length is Beware of the Dogs. The cover of the album features Stella getting her mouth washed out with soap because, as she puts it, she doesn't sound like a young lady. In other words, she loves swearing. And also, she's remarkably funny.
I play a few folk festivals around the traps, and I often have people come up to me and go, "What about the kids? Think about the kids." I've never had one kid come up and complain to me about my language.
Anywho, this combination of breezy jazz, folk, and confident directness kind of makes us love her. Beware of the Dogs is available on Secretly Canadian Records. We are more than excited to share this exclusive live performance with all of you. It's Stella Donnelly, right here on Under the Needle.
Thank you.
You just heard Stella Donnelly live with the songs Old Man and Tricks.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Stella Donnelly.
This song's called Beware of the Dogs.
Is haunted like a beast that doesn't know its face, is frightening to behold. All the painted little gnomes smiling in a line, trying to get your setting fire.
And that was our live session with Stella Donnelly. You just heard the songs Beware of the Dogs and Watching Telly. We'd like to thank Stella and the band for stopping by our studios. Shout out to our partner station, Radio Control 99.4 in Palmerston North, New Zealand. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You can find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We will see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.